You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Jamal,
he's a Raider now.
Yeah.
Is he a Raider now?
Yeah.
Jamal Adams.
There you go.
There we go. Traded for like a thousand picks.
Yep. He was good with the Jets. Then he kind of fell off, obviously, Seahawks.
One of the many Mike Williamses.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, that's a good. There's, will the real Mike Williams please stand up?
There's so many of them. I can't even. And then either John Ross, then McCaffrey, or McCaffrey, then John Ross.
McCaffrey, then John Ross. Yeah. Yeah. John Ross, 4240, right?
The biggest what if ever.
John Ross?
Well, maybe not ever.
Oregon State?
Come on. He was Darius Hayward.
People thought he was going to be so good.
I thought he was Deshaun 2.0.
Washington. Yeah. Yeah. Husky.
Washington. Not Washington.
And then obviously.
Oregon State.
Number 10. Traded up for Kansas City.
Look, I wanted Deshaun Watson at that time. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I wanted the entire Clemson team. I thought Mike Williams and Deshaun Watson, I was like, I'm taking both of them. That's who I'm taking. Those two.
It was actually a hell of a three picks right there. Patrick Mahomes. Hall of Famer. Marshawn Lattimore has been a stud with the Saints.
Well, you know, Sean Payton wanted Mahomes the whole time.
Look at the Saints draft that year. It's unbelievable,
they
frankly.
They got Kamara, Lattimore.
They got Trey Hendrickson in like the sixth round.
Yeah, and Ramchick is like a legit offensive tackle for them.
They got Kamara, they got Marshawn Lattimore. It was one of the best drafts ever by any team.
That entire draft is such a like woulda, coulda, shoulda, because there's a lot of like players that I look back on that the Niners easily could have had. It was like the worst possible draft to be like 2 through 5.
It was.
I mean, it really was like the worst. It's just like the Alex Smith draft. Like, this is like the worst year to have it.
Well, and then you get your GM and your head coach saying, oh, well, maybe we ought to throw out our draft board and take this guy Patrick Mahomes. You don't say that, John. Don't say that after the fact. You can think it, but you don't say it. He goes 10 overall. The rest is history. I didn't know anything about Patrick Mahomes, quite frankly. I didn't watch Texas Tech at that time. I thought he was going to be like another like Case Keenum, right? Who's putting up all these numbers with Houston.
Well, I'm a Graham Harrell's truther. You don't remember that name, but when Michael Crabtree was at Texas Tech.
God, that 08 Texas Tech team was so good.
City College has this guy that used to play there, Johnny Mack, and I always followed Texas Tech. And I know that sounds crazy, but also because a buddy was coaching there, not only in basketball, but there was a lot of ties to Texas Tech. So Crabtree, the double Biletnikoff winner, I wanted Crabtree from day one. And Graham Harrell, I thought, never got a chance.
Never got a chance. Yeah. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco.
And Aussie Sports Station. Jabril Peppers, yeah. I wanted Jonathan Allen. It's like, if you're going to take a D-tackle, get Jonathan Allen from Alabama. There were so many guys. No one thought TJ Watt was going to be TJ Watt. There's just, that draft was so bad.
Oh, one of the all-time names, too. Taco Charlton. Remember that one? The Cowboys, he was a bust. Reuben Foster, your boy, towards the end there.
Reuben did have a couple of plays, though.
He had a couple of plays.
I mean, Reuben woke up out of bed with a high ankle sprain.
Marlon Humphrey, Malik Hooker. There you go. Who we got else here? Evan Ingram, is he still?
Didn't the Rams take Robinson, or was that the Jaguars, took the tackle? Because the Niners might take the tackle at the top of the second.
Did the Rams even have a pick in the first round here? I don't think they did.
Maybe it was Jacksonville. Cam Robinson?
Yeah, might have been Scam Robinson, maybe. Yeah. Hassan Reddick was in there, too. God, I do love some looking back at certain drafts and what we think and what we know now.
We took Akello Witherspoon and had a Cooper Kupp that year.
Cooper Kupp? Well, no one knew who Cooper Kupp was, in fairness. Like, come on. I'm just going to stop. Joe Mixon was in the second round there. Yeah. DeShone Kizer. Did you like DeShone Kizer in Notre Dame?
No.
No, not at all?
No.
No. Juju Smith-Schuster. There you go. Just naming some names as we're talking 49ers draft. We're talking about Christian McCaffrey, and we can continue the conversation. Is he the biggest question mark going forward here? This is what Brian Baldinger had to say, Joe. And this was after the season was over. So we're going through it right now. The chronology.
After 2024 or after?
After this past season. Okay. So after this past season when Christian McCaffrey was not a factor at all, mm-hmm. a lot of injury concerns. It was a down season, obviously. There was going to be turning of pages when it came to this roster. Brian Baldinger, our 95.7 The Game Insider, talking about CMC being the biggest question mark for the 49ers.
I think so, Joe. I do. You know, the one thing, you know, if you compare the two, I mean, look, Christian was beat up all year. You know, the offseason, he was never really healthy, right? And affected the way that he played. Saquon went 2 years like that in New York where he wasn't healthy. And that's why he was basically allowed, you know, to go into free agency with the Eagles. I mean, for the most part, because of his injuries. And they didn't know. The Giants didn't know that he didn't get nicked once this year. Maybe his wrist in a playoff game looked like it bothered him a little bit, but his legs were healthy. And when his legs were good, he was the biggest difference. It's the reason why the Chiefs had the game plan they did, where they pressed outside. They played two deep safeties, and they loaded the box, and they, you know, they corralled him. He still had some plays in the passing game, but for the most part, they corralled him. You know, one of the few teams that are able to do it. But they built their game plan around corralling Saquon the way other teams did with McCaffrey, and it opened up a lot of other things. The quarterback is going to be better. Everybody's going to be better if McCaffrey can regain his form. And I don't know.
And that was back in February. All right. So that's Baldy saying he doesn't know.
I feel so validated from my thoughts the year prior where I was like, why are we doing this to CMC in games that we have multiple score leads?
I remember those were big conversations between you and Bonte, and Bonte was saying, like, hey, you got to ride the horse right now. You got to, this is the hot hand. Like, we don't know if we're going to win again. Like, you got, like,
he might have got hurt regardless of whether it, but just the way I view like depth charts and you got to put some of these guys on pitch counts, especially guys as important to your franchise as CMC.
And that's why you draft these guys. That's why you have, you know, the undrafted picks. That's why you have these third rounders that you spend. And right now, again, it's thin as the unofficial depth chart is out for the San Francisco 49ers, right? You're looking at the Patrick Taylor Juniors of the world.
Well, you know what's the biggest shame, as you say to all that? The biggest shame is that we never really got a chance to see Jordan Mason play alongside or back up, if you will, CMC in an offense consistently.
What a 1-2 punch that would have been.
Yeah. We never got a chance to see it. And I know Jordan Mason's not better than CMC. No one's saying that, but you couldn't have utilized both players and found a way to make it work a little?
He's not.
That is one of the like big Shanahan bugaboos that kind of goes under the carpet for me that is just... It's mind-boggling.
He's not better than Christian McCaffrey, but you can't argue he wasn't one of the best running backs in football last year for a given time. Yeah, starting off the season for what, the first 5-6 weeks? He was incredible.
He can help an offense. Yes. That's kind of where I stand.
Absolutely.
And to take the load off of somebody. Now, he has his own issues, right? Like, he's not a great pass catcher. He had some fumble stuff. So there's some good and some bad. But I think it's more about, like, team building so you have more weapons come January, December, you know, where football's the toughest, and having a fresher version of CMC. That's why I look into this year, Joe, and I'm like, you're referencing guys that I don't trust.
No. And this is what it's about. Like, you start talking with and bringing up some of these names, like, and... Obviously, you bring up Christian McCaffrey in that running back room. His workload is going to be the heaviest, I feel like, when it comes to just what's behind him and the lack of trust there. You can go him. You can go Nick Bosa, probably, like the question marks behind him at the edge position. But you invested a first-round pick there. So you're going to see what you have in Mykal Williams, right?
I also think I know that Bosa is going to be some version of Bosa.
Yes.
Barring some semblance of health. I just don't know. Like, even if CMC played every single game and just wasn't the same, I don't think I'd be that shocked.
Well, Kyle Shanahan, this was back in, May. This is May 29th, Shanahan talking about CMC being as healthy as possible, but still protecting him from himself.
Christian is pretty, he's as ready as any player I've ever been around. When he gets hurt, you know, he's got to rehab and get better. Right now, he's healthy as can be. We got to kind of protect him from himself. But Christian has a good idea of what he needs to do right now. He's doing a lot less than he normally would do, but I know he's excited on how healthy he feels and the fact that he can get out there.
These preseason games where there's real tackling, I know that the practice, the joint practices they're going to have is going to be very important. I am interested, like, the running backs. We kind of know, like, early on, if someone has the vision and that cutback patience for Kyle's system, if they're going to be good. Can they stick their foot in the ground and fly?
And conversely, don't fumble the damn ball.
Yeah, well,
like,
that,
because I feel like that's kind of what we learn early on. These guys got butterfingers,
yeah,
and you do that in the game, that's the one-way ticket to lose trust in that coaching staff and, quite frankly, get kicked off the team.
Well, you know, as we talk about Jordan Mason, he had a couple of huge fumbles last year.
Yep.
Early on that really did them in. So there's no doubt you got to hold on to the ball, but I think it's the most important spot that no one's talking about. Running back, as in McCaffrey, and who's backing him up?
So that was Kyle Shanahan back in May. This was Kyle Shanahan just a week ago on what CMC's workload has been like in camp.
No, I mean, it's real similar to workload we did 2 years ago. His lightest workload was last year when he didn't do training camp. But no, I mean, this has been part of the plan. Christian gets frustrated with it. He wants to be out there. He wants to do everything. But Christian also is very smart and knows what the deal is and knows that we do need to protect him from himself. So he's on board with it all. But I know he's feeling good. And when he feels good, he doesn't like days off. But he understands why he's got to.
And that was Kyle Shanahan back on July 28th. So just a little over a week ago.
It is always interesting when I hear him, you know, all these guys, Ricky and CFC, they don't like days off. That's why seatbelts exist. I don't like a seatbelt, but I know that's going to keep me safe when it's all said and done.
You got to protect him from himself.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, but also Bobby Turner and Kyle got to find somebody they trust behind him. That's why going into the year with Guerrero, I was very skeptical on that. He could barely last year.
Well, hopefully, and this is where guys need to step up, as you mentioned, the Jordan Jameses of the world, the Corey Kiner. I keep hearing that. It's a fun name to say, Corey Kiner. Let's see it. I mean, they
sound asking a lot of a rookie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you know what? They're going to be asking a lot of these rookies, and some of them have to step up. If this team wants to go where some of those veterans maybe think they can go, if you get a Mykel Williams stepping up and maybe gets 6, 7, 8 sacks in his rookie season, right? Just think about what that will do for the defense overall and for Nick Bosa and for Fred Warner and all those guys. If you have someone in the secondary stepping up, obviously, right? If a Pinnock of the world, Jair Brown, kind of finds his form where it was a couple seasons ago as a rookie, Joe. Tig Brown, right, out of Penn State, a guy that Baldy loved. Can he find that form again, right? Could Demo Lenore just continue to do what he's been doing, right? I think we're asking a lot of some of the secondary, but we're asking a lot of everyone here. People need to step up. So I hear you. We're asking a lot, but this is the NFL. And like the Chiefs, they're going to be asking a lot for some new people. The Eagles are going to be asking a lot from some new people. Everyone's going to have opportunities to step up. And that's why we love these joint practices, because we're going to start seeing some flashes against elite talent on the other end, especially in the secondary and on the edge in Denver.
So, like, CMC is extremely important. Before CMC, Carlos Hyde was your leading rusher in 2017. Matt Breida in 2018. Raheem Mostert in 2019. Jeff Wilson in 2020. Elijah in 2021. CMC back-to-back years. And last year, Jordan Mason.
So the only repeat was Christian McCaffrey. It's almost like the left fielder for the Giants in opening day.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's insane. We're up against it. We got to take
a break. He's also the only 1,000-yard back during the Shanahan era.
What does that say about Shanahan in this offense? I want to get into that on the other side.
Yeah, you're going to need other bodies.
Correct. 888-957-9570. Plus, wait till you hear what Sean Payton had to say about this Denver Broncos team and how that relates to this 49ers team. I'll explain on the other side. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky. We're rolling, baby. And by the way, coming up this afternoon, it's at 7 o'clock. It's at night, baby, night. Valkyries, Aces, at Ball Hall at Chase Center. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. And you can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 6:30. It's brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office, and your future begins here. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And how is one Christian McCaffrey going to look? We'll talk to Bonte about that tomorrow then. And we're going to talk about it right now. And you know the number. It's 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And hopefully, I don't see a lot of CMC on the injury report via Boxer and Gerson. I don't want to see that this season, Joe. Like I've seen Gerard Encarnacion 50 times on it. I don't want to see CMC on the injury report. I know. What?
I know he had a home run yesterday.
He's back!
He doesn't have a position. Can we assemble more designated hitters on this? Let's have an entire lineup of DHs.
By the way,
it's kind of like how the Padres have a bunch of shortstops. The Giants have a bunch of DHs. That's just our strategy.
Oh, they got rid of the shortstop prospect for one Mason Miller. How's that working out for him? They did get a win yesterday.
Gerard Encarnacion looks like he's never put a glove on his hand at any point in his life.
Really?
Yeah, LJ is a more natural fielder than a Gerard Encarnacion.
Damn, Joe. I don't know Gerard that well. We got to ask him. Maybe we'll get him on. We got Dom Smith on yesterday. If you missed any of that interview, Dom Smith, first baseman, DH, by the way. Great interview, great person, great guy. Can also rock a cowboy hat, apparently. Dom Smith.
Made a great play down the line, too, yesterday.
Find it on YouTube or on the free Odyssey app. Again, it's free. Why don't you have it downloaded? So, Carter, our technical producer and just producer extraordinaire alongside Sam Lumman in the back.
Let me I'll set Carter up here. Carter, because, you know, he has great thoughts, but I'm just going to give you the overall numbers, and you tell me where you stand on this. Carlos Hyde, 938. These are your leading rushers since Shanahan took over. Matt Breida, 814. Raheem Mostert, 772. Jeff Wilson Jr., 600. Elijah Mitchell, 963. 2022, you have CMC with 746. No, he was acquired midseason. Then it jumps up to 1459. And then last year, Jordan Mason, 789. What do you make of them not having one guy outside of CMC crack 1,000 yards?
That tells me Kyle Shanahan likes to platoon it. He likes to have a couple bodies there. He likes to run these guys into the ground. He's not going to waste, sorry, it sounds harsh, but he's not going to waste first round picks on these guys. He's going to find them because he can, because his dad did it, and now he does it. He can find, you know, the who's my guy, just the random, the Ito Smith, is that the name I'm thinking of back in Atlanta days? He finds these guys, just random dudes, and he feels like he could do it. And he does feel like, I am smarter than you a little bit when it comes to the running back room. And I'm going to find guys where you can't. I'm going to make them look like all pros or pro bowlers. The Raheem Mosterts of the world. The Matt Breidas of the world, as you mentioned. Those kind of guys, he feels like he can do that. Now, when he actually got like a legit one, it looked way different.
Well,
he tried to sign
McKinnon.
He tried.
And it didn't work out. Yeah, and McKinnon is a far cry from the CMC.
Correct. It's just there's different levels to this. Now, I guess the only other comparison I could have, and this guy wasn't on Christian McCaffrey's level, when he did have Devontae Freeman, that year in Atlanta.
And Tevin Coleman.
That was incredible. Like, Devontae Freeman looked like an all-pro player. But again, those guys fell off. They were more in the light of a Raheem Mostert and Matt Breida.
They also had one of the greatest wide receivers of all time.
And they did. And, you know, and Mohamed Sanu was pretty damn good in his own right. And Matty Ice, I know, not Hall of Famer, but pretty freaking good player, and he was an MVP that season. Still probably should have won that Super Bowl, and I don't blame Shanahan for it, although a lot of people like to blame him. So I make of it that they don't really have like a true number one running back, if that makes sense, outside of Christian McCaffrey in the Kyle Shanahan era. Like, that's what I make of
it. When was their offense the best of all those years, you think?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
2 years ago, yes. They had an MVP candidate.
What would be second, when you think? I don't even know if I know the answer.
The other Super Bowl year, I'd assume.
Maybe 2019.
Probably.
I mean, 2019 was so unique because they hit the scene, and it was Tevin Coleman and a little bit of Breida and a little bit of Raheem Mostert at the end of the year. It was just so many different guys.
Well, then in the Super Bowl, it was evident that, like, God, they need to keep leaning on the running game, and that's what it was so damn. I know. I'm bringing
and
up
Debo. Debo was really good in the jet sweep stuff in the Super Bowl, and they kind of went away from it.
And
Raheem Mostert didn't get a touch till the 12-minute mark of the second quarter.
And when you got guys like Frank Clark and the Honey Badger just talking smack after the game, saying, "I don't know why they stopped running the ball. We couldn't stop them." Makes it even worse.
Thanks. Right?
I'm just saying, like, that's part of the equation here when we're talking about it with Kyle Shanahan and this offense. It's just knowing when to ride the hot hand and knowing when not to. And how much is he going to ride Christian McCaffrey this year? I don't know. And this is the great question. As you were setting up Carter there, Carter came in and he was like, "Hey, is Christian McCaffrey still the most valuable player on the Niners?" Because he absolutely was 2 years ago. He was. He was the offensive player of the year. Stage show at Brock Purdy's season, it was Christian McCaffrey who was the most dynamic player.
I think he is if you're going to say, like, the most important player, I agree. And the reason why is because I think there's a direct correlation to it. If he's great, I think they're going to be great.
Okay.
Nick Bosa could have a great year, and I don't know if the team is a 10-win team.
Most important or most valuable? Because I guess most valuable if you're saying quarterback, when the quarterback goes down, it's tough. But even then, if Brock Purdy goes down, he got Mac Jones coming in there. I know, I'm going to ruffle some feathers here.
Well, okay. Well, we don't want to see that happen.
Is the drop-off from Brock Purdy to Mac Jones more precipitous than Christian McCaffrey to Isaac Garendo? Is it a bigger drop-off?
I mean, I don't trust Garendo at all. I trust Mac way more than I trust Garendo.
So,
which is not a hot take. I think that's just the correct take.
So then you are going Christian McCaffrey. So the most important 49er.
Yeah, I mean,
this season.
People might want to argue Trent Williams and fine. Like, go right ahead. It's CMC for me because if CMC is right and really good, I bet you Trent Williams is good. If CMC is right and really good, I bet they're killing it in the play action game and they're forcing defenses to back up a little outside of the box. If CMC's awesome, I bet you Kittle's awesome. You know, if CMC's awesome, I bet their offense is awesome, which really helps out their defense, no matter how good or bad their defense is.
Is Christian McCaffrey the most important 49er heading into this season? 888-957-9570.
And, like, I've brought up the red zone stuff a week ago, and I can rehash it for those that weren't listening now. They were middle to bottom of the pack in almost every red zone efficiency in terms of touchdowns last year. When they were good, they were the number one red zone offense in terms of touchdown percentage in the NFL.
God, it drives me nuts. Like,
and that's CMC. He scored 21.
It's so maddening as a fan. There's not anything more frustrating. Maybe in baseball, but even then, it's baseball. There's so many damn games. Like, runners in scoring position, bases juice, no outs. It's basically the same as, you know, first and goal.
From the four,
and you just can't get anything.
You kick a field goal.
Maddening, dude. There's nothing more frustrating. I don't care if it's fantasy football, if you're just a fan of the team. It was maddening. For a guy that is an offensive genius, he is dubbed, Kyle Shanahan, I need some more creativity in that stretch of the field, especially if I can't rely on Christian McCaffrey, all that. Like, if it's that correlation with McCaffrey in the red zone, that means you have to get more creative in your schemes. You have to get more creative when it comes to either the bootlegs, getting Brock Purdy to be more mobile. Because he was rushing it in more often than not. And I actually liked that about Brock's game last year that I did think improved, was just the decisiveness of saying, oh, I'm just going to run it in right here. I don't have to do anything. Just seeing it immediately, saying, oh, they're dropping all these guys off these wide receivers, and I can just have this space in the middle. Yeah, I'll just run right in. That was refreshing. Now, with Christian McCaffrey, it just gives them another layer of scoring in there, especially because, like, I don't know what the Juwan Jennings thing is, and we'll get to Juwan Jennings. What's going on with him? Is it the calf? Is he holding out? Is he holding in? I don't know. Not Christian McCaffrey, but Kyle Shanahan spoke about it the other day. I don't know what to make of Juwan Jennings, but I'll say this. If he's going to be out, Like, that's another big body that's out of the way. Obviously, you have George Kittle, which that is the exploitative matchup I would love to see more of, too, in the red zone. Throw it up to your big boys, dude. As Antonio Gates is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame this last weekend, Joe, and doing his speeches, just box out George and toss it up to him. And good things usually happen. Just
sure.
That's the chemistry, too.
But you can also get the easy play-action boots with Kittle being wide open if CMC's a threat.
Correct. The gravity on the court, as we talk about with like Steph Curry, the gravity on the field when it comes to Christian McCaffrey.
What kind of team were they in 2020? Does anyone remember?
Well, they were a team that got hurt a lot.
Yeah. Their defense actually was really good.
Yeah.
It really was. It was the offense was so bad that it did them in. So I know people want to make the argument for Bosa. They want to make the argument for Fred Warner being the most important guys on the team. Look, the offense has got to carry their weight. And last year, I thought the offense, as bad as the defense was, and the offense was prolific in the sense of it racked up a ton of yards, they've got to be more efficient in the red zone. I think it takes so much pressure off of everyone. And I think CMC being back, he is the most important player heading into this year.
888-957-9570. You agree with Joe Shasky on that? Is CMC the most important 49er heading into this season? Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys.
I'll give you five reasons. And the first one is obviously complementary football helps your defense out if you're sustaining drives. Number two, it helps your quarterback have a safety blanket. We know he likes the check down stuff. He wants to get rid of the ball quickly. You talked about him holding the ball and running around. I think a lot of that had to do with CMC not being there. Number three, obviously it's going to open up the field for other guys. You know, Ricky Pearsall is very unproven. He's going to get jammed at the line, and people are going to say, we dare you to beat us in one-on-one. And he's going to have to prove that. That's going to help him out. It's going to help George Kittle out in terms of spacing and the intermediate amount of the field if they're stacking the box, worried about CMC. Number five, I think it helps their offensive line out. You know, being able to break a tackle and being able to, you know, turn the Jets. How many Jordan Mason runs last year? You're like, it's a great run. He just missed breaking that.
Right.
And the year prior, CMC broke all of them.
Broke them.
They need that. So I think he helps them in so many ways. And then we get to special teams, which special teams, I swear to goodness, if they kick more field goals again this year, we're not going to be good. We're not going to be a good team.
Well, are they going to make the field goals, as Shanahan spoke about why they released Craig Joseph? Because Jake Moody's just so much better, right?
More just the roster numbers. I would have loved to keep them longer, allow them to play that out longer. But we had 13 guys out of practice today. We got five guys on PUP. It's just too many people to have that luxury. You know, it's awesome to have two kickers, allow them to battle. But they're not guys who really take reps. We need more people to take reps for us.
Well, the aspect that Christian McCaffrey just brings to this team, too, and we've mentioned in the past, I don't think we've mentioned a lot today, it's just speed. Speed. You're just mentioning it right there. Speed. Speed kills. Rest in peace, Cliff Branch. Like, this stuff is important, man. And when I look at the wide receiver core, not that Ricky Pearsall doesn't have speed. He does. He's not a burner. He's not John Ross, who we were mentioning earlier. He's not those guys, right? Juwan Jennings, he's not a speed guy. Brandon Ayuk, whatever speed he did have, it's probably going to be diminished when he comes back, you would think. Like, they don't have any speed on offense right now. That's a problem. And am I going to rely on Brock Purdy's speed? Yeah, he's quick. He's not Lamar Jackson. No. I don't want him running all the time. Now, he's using his legs. You got to be smart about it. And I do like that element of his game, Joe. But that's not what I want to be seeing more often than not. I want to be seeing those breakaway runs from Christian McCaffrey. That's what made this team special. And when you have guys like Jordan Cowing out, like Jacob Cowing, excuse me, out, like, it just heightens what's been a problem of this 49ers offense for years now is the lack of explosiveness at times. Deebo had it. He did. He's kind of losing a step, and the shape wasn't there at times, and it was frustrating. It was maddening. Like, the speed element of this team is very glaring right now, and it's a hole and it's a weakness. And if Christian McCaffrey is even just 80% of what he was, that would be a huge boost for this team. They need it.
No, they definitely do. I mean, gosh, I just keep coming back to, like, CMC, the great unknown. I can't think of another player, maybe Buster Posey heading into 2012. I got no feel for what this guy's going to do.
God, I'm trying.
No feel. Did you, even Klay Thompson, like.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some in the past, even like with the Warriors, like heading into this season, like, is it like Jimmy Butler and Draymond? I feel like I know what I'm getting with those guys. What am I getting with Jonathan Kuminga? By the way, we have another Kuminga crisis update at one point. Has to do with one of our producers' personal lives, by the way. That's a tease for you.
What do you mean?
Well, you just want to play it real quick. You want to play the Kuminga crisis, Carter? Come on. I mentioned it. I know I mentioned it, Sam. It's okay.
Kuminga crisis.
It's fine. It's not going to derail the show. He's upset at me. It's okay, Sam. It's 30 seconds. What's the update, Carter? Jonathan Kuminga.
Only the Lord knows, Spinotti. I have no update for you.
Yes, you do. He was a part of your class.
Oh yeah,
Carter.
In my class, the guy started to explain something in my class, and he goes, "It's really a lot like what Joe Lacob thinks of Jonathan Kuminga." He goes, "He just can't get over this thought that he drafted him at seventh, so therefore he's a good player, and we can't move on from him. We can't take the loss, and his ego's in his way." And we went on for about 40 minutes on Jonathan Kuminga in my class.
What's the class, first of all?
Data and analytics. Oh.
So does the teacher think Kuminga's good?
No, he thinks he's horrible.
Horrible!
He went off on Kuminga through the whole class, and I just thought, good Lord, I have to do this in the morning. Can we not do this right now?
Did anyone defend Kuminga?
No one. No one defended him. They thought, yeah, we need to get rid of this guy. He stinks, yada, yada.
So what about, did Malik Monk's name get brought up?
Oh, my God.
No, thank God.
How about
Dunleavy? No, sorry?
Dunleavy? Did anyone bring up Dunleavy?
No. It was just bagging on Kuminga and Joe Lacob.
All right. Interesting.
Thus concludes our Kuminga crisis as it relates to one Carter Chickering.
It's funny to me how our brain does these things where we remember some things and we omit others from our memory. When I close my eyes and I think about the 2020 season, which was the last year Robert saw, he left after that year. It's like, man, Bosa went down. We sucked. It was like so many moments. Jimmy came back with a high ankle sprain. He looked terrible. Remember that cornerback, number 48, that Ryan Fitzpatrick was destroying? And like that team, the offense let down the defense. They were top five in least amount of yards given up in the passing game, and then top five in the least amount of yards in the rushing game. That defense, without Bosa, was actually excellent that year.
It's pretty crazy.
Relative to the personnel and everything, and relative to the league, they did a great job. What did that team in that year? Injuries to specific offensive personnel. Debo was battling injuries that entire year. Jimmy was battling injuries that entire year. They didn't really have a run game. Remember, it was Jeff Wilson Jr. who doesn't break away from people.
Nope.
Right? So if they can get CMC healthy, that helps their offensive line. I think that helps their quarterback. I think it helps them play complementary football, which we know Kyle wants to have a good defense. This is not a coach that doesn't like defense. Special teams. I don't even know if he even knows that there is special teams involved. But defense, I will give him. He has always been heavily reliant on having good defenses and wants to have good defenses. I think the running game is what plays into giving that defense time off and rest. And we don't know what kind of defense they're going to have right now. So the best thing to do with a young defense that might be tinkering on the sidelines in between series with Robert Saleh coaching up the youngsters, they're going to need a not just good running game, a great running game. A great running game. And this is where, CMC, big wild card, don't know. Behind him, who is it?
I don't know. Is there going to be someone that's not even on the roster right now? Is it someone going to be that's cut in camp? And we'll see. Like,
I don't know.
We have Amir Abdullah there, who was like,
I mean, I don't take that seriously.
He was like a makeshift guy actually, he had some good fantasy games last year for the Raiders because he had to take over. Zamir White was just awful. But you got a rookie in Jordan James. Can I see you? Jordan, what? Corey Kiner. What does this guy look like? I keep hearing these, but this is why I almost, and I don't mean to scoff at training camp per se, because we hear this every year. I was like, oh, this guy, Corey Kiner, this guy.
Jordan Mason, a couple years ago, when we went to camp, I was like, hey, this guy clearly looks like he can play. Now, it took years for him to get on the field. You could tell right away, Matt Breida, I watched him take one toss play in a preseason game, and I go, this guy's going to play on this team. I don't know where. I don't know what he's a great change of pace back. He's going to play. So, they will find random guys, but there's a difference between being a Kendall Hunter, I can get a couple of touches here and there on the field, and being a bell cow.
Correct. And you might have to be, like, considering what, and we keep That's getting a lot of this on the
like, Jordan Mason was not a bell cow. No. I like Jordan Mason as a change of pace guy.
How many bell cow backs are still out there, to be honest? Like, it's not, you don't. Like, I know fantasy, and I know, and I keep bringing it up because this is what we always want to draft the bell cow backs first, right? Although there's been a shift, PPR, all that. I don't have to go all the way into that. But, you know, I look at Christian McCaffrey, and you're saying he's the most important, you know, player on the 49ers?
49er by far.
I think it might be whoever's backup is, right? Like, now that I'm thinking about it, whoever's backing up Christian McCaffrey, low-key the most important 49er this season, which sounds insane, but I need to trust whoever's behind him. And right now, that's, I think, why a lot of Niners fans are a little skeptical, is because there is no trust behind Christian McCaffrey right now. Who does Kyle Shanahan, think Shanahan trusts right now in that running back room? Is it Garendo?
I don't know. Look, at one time he trusted Tevin Coleman, then he didn't, and then he did trust Breida, then he didn't. I don't know. I think it's all over the place. You're asking, like, who behind him? Now, I don't know if this is applicable because the positions are very different. Tom Moore was asked. This is the old Peyton Manning coach.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I think he's still coaching. He was, like, with the Bucks. He's got the glasses. He's great.
He goes, they go, like, why doesn't your backup get any reps? This is the backup quarterback to Peyton.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Manning. He said, because we don't practice screwed. If Peyton Manning goes down, we're screwed. We don't need to practice screwed.
I love that.
That's such a great way of putting it. I kind of feel the same.
Because we got Curtis
about CMC.
We got Curtis Painter behind. You remember that name?
Yes.
Curtis Painter.
Of course
we
I
got behind
do.
Him. I thought they could have gone on to
Tom Moore's
that
86.
Year.
I doubt he's still coaching somewhere.
No, he is. You think I'm lying. He's literally on the sidelines still. It says it right here. He's
86.
He's an offensive consultant with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers since 2019 till present. He still is. He's on. You'll see him on the sidelines.
From the retirement home like Uncle June?
Dude, he was chopping with Tom Brady just a couple of years ago. The two old men.
86.
It's incredible. He's been coaching since 1961. He's been coaching for over 60 years. That's incredible. It's kind of like Dick LeBeau for so damn long, right? Dick LeBeau was doing that forever.
I still know he can get a 3-4 sack somewhere for someone.
A Dick LeBeau?
Absolutely. Guy finds linebackers.
If the Niners had him the last couple of years, maybe things are different. 90-year-old Dick LeBeau. Speaking of Christian McCaffrey, there's all this consternation about him and the physical and everything. CMZ's telling us, and this was a couple months ago, again, hey, he's feeling fine coming off the Achilles.
No, I feel great. I think this offseason I spent a lot of time kind of building back a base, starting from scratch. So a lot of it was rehab, and wanted to put myself in a position where I didn't miss a day of OTAs and I could practice and play football again and be healthy and not miss a day. And I did that, and now it's, you know, we can kind of kick back up the training again. But I feel great.
Okay, he's feeling great. That's awesome.
It's hard for me to take any Niner talking about their injuries at face value when they did what they did last year, which was, he's got a little calf thing, he's going to be fine. And then could have actually, he's going to start on the pup.
What were the comments? You could probably search it in the wide orbit in our sound vault back there, Carter. I do kind of want to hear some of what Christian was saying this time last year, because there was so much, like, no one knew what it was.
And we thought it was a 1 week. He was 50-50 heading into Friday to play on Sunday night.
50-50.
I remember that being like, it was like 50-50. And then we kind of like found out, I believe, late
Monday night.
What?
It was Monday night.
Monday night against the Jets, excuse me. But like, we thought he would play. And then Jordan Mason's like, actually, no, I found out Friday I was playing. It's like, uh-oh. And remember, that was when Jordan Mason got in trouble for saying it out loud, and the Niners were going to get in trouble for some of the injury stuff because they kind of skid by the specific rules regarding disclosing injuries.
And then he never spoke again after that, basically, for the rest of the season. Guy. They coach, hey, Jordan, actually, don't say anything. How about that going forward? You know what? It's not the worst advice sometimes when it comes to some of these athletes.
Jordan Mason looks so good.
He did. He was incredible. If you picked him up in place of Christian McCaffrey, you're like, oh man, maybe don't go back.
No, I had him, and then he got hurt, and you were done.
And then you're cooked. But that's cooked. Why you got to pivot, not panic. You got to have the depth like the 49ers need this year behind him. Joe, come on. Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. The thing with tendonitis, guys, it doesn't just go away. I know that's why it's the injury that's so hard to talk about, because it'd be one thing, Joe, if we're talking about him and it was just a clean ACL tear or something like that, and he's coming back from that, and we've seen it in the past, like, he could be okay. We could see that. But when you bring up tendonitis in Achilles, that stuff just doesn't go away, which is why I want to talk about to like a doctor, Dr. Naral Pandya, UCSF Health. We can reach out to him maybe for just a couple minutes. Doc Pandya, I know he's listening right now probably as he's heading into work, or he's an early riser. He's probably already at work. But just how can we view Christian McCaffrey this year when it comes to the touches, when it comes to the passing game, the running game? What should we expect from him heading into this season? Because it's such a unique injury. Can you remember anyone else with this injury? I don't know how to talk about it. I don't know.
Tendonitis?
Yeah, like in the Achilles.
Well, in the Achilles. Yeah, but there are guys that have had, like, you know, sore knees and sore feet and things like that.
We even saw that with, like, JK the last couple of years, because that was the workload given, right? He had the sore knee, right? Yeah. Or the tendonitis or tendinopathy, whatever you're going to call it, right? Even Steph Curry was dealing with that this past year, was he not?
Yeah.
Another guy with a lot of workload.
Yeah, I mean, it is unique, but I just think it's because of the scrutiny of the position and who he is. I'm sure he's not the first athlete on the Niners in particular that's had to deal with this type of an injury. I mean, for the longest time, you know, Michael Crabtree had to deal with that foot stress fracture.
Yeah, he did.
And that thing can do you in. I mean, we didn't know turf toe was going to end Patrick Willis's career.
Well, we just saw it with who? Christian Wilkins, right? He had the stress fracture in his foot. He might not ever be like those big dudes, especially. That might be done.
Well, you know me, and I've had foot issues forever. Not that I'm Christian Wilkins or CMC.
Or Rex
but
Ryan.
Those things can... Come on, don't do that. That's just...
We'll talk about
Rex Ryan's in the weirdo category. But
I don't kink sham.
Christian Wilkins isn't?
Don't talk about that. About throwing green objects.
Don't talk about that.
Let the story play out.
There's footage. This guy's... He's checking the oil on some of his teammates. I mean...
Pretty odd.
It's very bizarre.
You say hot or odd?
What do you think?
Well, I'm just, you know, just throwing it out there. Hey, Christian, what do you think about, balancing your workload at this age?
Yeah, definitely. I think, it's funny. I've had a lot of people tell me that as you get older, you need to do less. And I think there's just a middle ground with that statement. And so, for me, it's kind of a constant evaluation of where your body's at and what you need. And you put a lot of trust in other people, and your trainer, your treatment people, the guys at the facility. And so if you follow their plans and you like where it's going and you start to feel good, but you're just constantly evaluating where you're at and trusting the whole off season process.
Trust the process. Again, we're not going to know until week one, until we see this guy play.
I don't even think week one's the barometer. It's like week four, five, six, because it's week after week after week after week. Well, that's how I'm going to judge
well,
it.
Well, no, but you're going to be watching Christian McCaffrey in week one, Joe, up in Seattle, and saying if the burst isn't there, you're going to be concerned.
No, that goes without, I think you that are. Goes without saying. But what I'm saying is I think the true barometer on this is, you know, week four, five, six, when you're a month into the season. Right? Like, cause it's one thing, like, a lot of running backs early in the season get stymied because they got to get their feel for timing and defenses are a little ahead of the offenses. And you're just kind of figuring things out. I'm going to give it a little patience. Are we going to look at individual bursts? Of course, because people lose their minds over everything. But like Jordan Mason talked about it, like, it's one thing to be the bell cow 1 week. It's another thing to be the bell cow week after week after week when you're a month into the season. And can you still practice?
Is Christian McCaffrey still the most important 49er heading into this season? 888-957-9570.
And if he's not, who is?
Yeah, who is? Because there's an argument to be made, and I said it. I think it might be his backup who might end up taking over the starting role, depending on the guy's health. I don't know what to make of Christian McCaffrey heading into the season. So that, by definition, I can't make him the most important player.
He goes down again this year for... You think double-digit games? What?
You think the season's over if he goes down?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much right. It's hard for me to say that one of these guys that, I mean, Patrick Taylor's a nice guy. It's hard for me to say, like, well, that guy's going to step up and take the belt. But hey, look, to be fair, I didn't know Raheem Mostert would develop into what he developed into. He was a gunner.
Will this 49ers season go as far as Christian McCaffrey's health goes? 888-957-9570.
It sure feels like it.
Is it only going
to go
that far?
Yeah, I think, again, he's the correlator to success for me. He's the guy that I think has the direct correlate. If he's great and good, they'll be great and good.
Then why didn't they address this? Like, if we're talking about this right now, how important, like, why didn't they address the running back position at all?
Because they have $17 million invested into a running back.
You gotta go get someone else,
though. I think they owe it to themselves to get a good look at him, though.
There's so much unknown.
This is why I was suggesting taking a running back early. You guys thought I was crazy.
No, I didn't think you were crazy. I believe
this team, if you want to run the ball, I know it sounds insane, but like, I would at least, if Genty had fallen, it would have been something to contemplate.
We were the only guys, I think, talking offense because everyone else was saying defense.
Which they
defense.
Needed defense.
They did, but I could have listened to the Ashton, because you were saying Ashton Genty. What happens
if
he
falls?
Yeah, if he falls, it's like, oh yeah, I'd feel great right now. Well, I could ask the question if he had fallen, but he didn't. But I would have liked to ask, like, would you feel better about this team if you had Ashton Genty over Micah Williams right now? I feel like you might have.
Well, this is why, like, even if, let's say you don't draft someone, like Nick Chubb was sitting out there. Just sitting. I would have took a flyer on Nick Chubb. I'd feel a hell of a lot better.
Stop!
Not that he's, why are you saying stop? You think he's done?
Dude, he's hurt every year.
I trust him more than Garendo.
His knees are jello, dude.
No, I'm aware. But it's not like Garendo. Like, you blow on him, the guy's on the IR. I mean, what are we talking about?
I just...
The guy should have had his knee decapitated.
Garendo was a rookie. We can't say he's more injury-prone than Nick Chubb, dude.
In one season, he's had way more injuries. Nick Chubb came back from PCL, MCL, ACL.
And he did it again. He's been hurt every year.
No, there's no doubt. I'm just saying, like, I would have gone the veteran route and at least explore that. I don't trust some of the guys they have on the roster.
I think I was. This is a little preview of the injury report coming up here in about 7 minutes. But I believe Isaac Garendo six times has been on the Niners injury report since he was drafted last year. When, yeah, again, you remember Shasky? You and I were standing right there when
his first touch.
He has that hamstring issue. He went down right in front of us. So since then, yeah, five other times now.
Are we including right now too? Is this included?
I guess
right
we'll
now?
Find out in about 6 minutes.
Oh my goodness!
I hate to be so conclusive, but there is a, like, and someone's texting this in. There is a Steph Curry quality. Like, he goes down, it's kind of over.
No, but the.
I was literally just going to say that to you.
That's not Christian McCaffrey is not the same level of Stephen Curry. What he means to the Warriors' offense and team, I just don't buy that. It's a quarterback-driven league, guys. And I hear you when you say, oh, if Saquon goes down, the Eagles have no chance. Actually, no. I trust Jalen Hurts. I trust Devontae Smith.
Yeah,
I trust
but there's
AJ
a
Brown
ceiling on
and
their...
the offensive
yeah, okay,
line.
Okay,
They can still win the NFC. They still can if they lose Saquon.
I think we all would agree. Like, yeah, of course they could. Anything could happen.
Yeah, no, but like, the Warriors could not do anything without Steph. Nothing could happen. Pod's taking his place. Come on. Seriously.
That's the way I view CMC.
Oh, my God. You paid Brock Purdy all this money? Like, no, I'm not going to take that as an excuse this year.
Jimmy Butler's the 10th highest paid or 8th highest paid player in the NBA heading into next year. You paid him all this money, and he what? Disappeared after Steph was gone.
Oh, but he helped you. No. He helped his team even get to the second round.
Of course, with Steph.
Yes, with Steph.
With Steph.
The team sport.
So you could pay Brock Purdy and him, like not be a guy that could get. Joe Burrow just had an unbelievable year and fell short, right? The quarterback needs weapons around them. They absolutely do. But CMC is in that special, Steph Curry era, I've watched Jerry Rice in his prime. In his prime, CMC, when he was fully healthy in 2023, is as good talent-wise. I'm just talking talent, not the resume, whatever. He is on the level of Jerry Rice on what he did. Like, what he did is one of the most special seasons we've ever seen. That's how good he was. In the pass game, the run game, I don't sleep on that. Like, that was Frank Gore is an all-time player. He didn't have the talent that CMC has.
No, he didn't.
No, his resume's way better. They're just totally different players. Like, CMC is on a very short list of talent. All time in the history of the game. Can he stay healthy and all that? Those are legitimately fair questions. LT was much more healthy for much longer than he ever was. But when he's healthy, similar to a Mike Trout type of guy, no one doubts how great he is. He is, top five in the entire league. That's how good he is when he's healthy.
That's a good comp as of late. This is an interesting one, and I was thinking about this too, Sammy. Shouldn't Brock have more value for this season than Christian McCaffrey? Shouldn't he be the guy we're all looking at? It's kind of a problem we're putting all this importance on the running back and not the quarterback, because everywhere else, it's the quarterback's the best player. And say what you will about Saquon, and we mentioned it, he was the best player for the totality of last season for the Eagles, but in the Super Bowl, their best player was the quarterback, because they shut down Saquon. Their whole game plan for Kansas City was, we're not going to let Saquon Barkley beat us, and they got destroyed in the passing game. Absolutely eviscerated. So, I'm looking at Brock Purdy. That should be the guy we all, look at and say, no, if Brock Purdy goes down, we're screwed. I think we're kind of tiptoeing around it a little bit here, and maybe not saying you are.
I think we expect Purdy to be solid no matter what.
But shouldn't we expect him to be great after getting this contract? Shouldn't we expect that a little bit?
Yeah, but if I took away Derrick Henry from Lamar Jackson, he's not the same player.
No,
he's awesome in the playoffs.
But we've seen Lamar be an MVP without Derrick Henry.
Oh, okay.
Twice.
Again. But in the playoffs, and go deep, no, you got to have weapons. Everyone needs weapons. And he had Mark Andrews.
Well, Mark Andrews fumbled the ball. He screwed him. Thanks. Hell on the ball, Mark.
Okay, but it goes both ways. All these guys need to have weapons. Everyone does. Why did Brady look washed in the final year of New England? They're throwing a Jacoby Myers, who I like, but come on.
Chris Hogan. I'm just saying, when I look at the Buffalo Bills, and you mentioned them, yeah, I'm not looking at the running back. They go down, their season's over. I like James Cook.
James Cook's pretty good.
I know, but I'm not saying their season's over. When I look at the Kansas City Chiefs, whoever their starter is going to be this
Purdy
year.
Purdy is not on that guy's level.
Okay,
He's a really good player. He's not on that level.
Well, then let's go to whoever. And who's on Purdy's level then, you would say? Justin Herbert, if they lose their running back this year, are they over the Chargers if they lose their starting
running back? Well, they had no weapons, and they got blown out in a playoff game.
But they made the playoffs.
Sure.
They made it.
But when they got there, they didn't have weapons, and they looked terrible. All right? You took away just some tackles for Kansas City, and they just crumbled.
I'm saying...
And they lost Rashee Rice.
I'm saying I look at all the other contenders and playoff contenders. If they lose their starting running backs, I don't think any of those people are saying, oh, well, our season's over. But the 49ers are? I'm not sure about that.
What are you not sure about? Like Tampa Bay, they didn't have their two tackles for months on end. They didn't look good at all. Then they kind of get healthy and they get right. And wow, Tampa Bay could go on a run here. I think a lot of teams look. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. I guess you throw Burrow in there. Most people will. And Patrick Mahomes, they're on a whole nother platform. Those guys are supermen. It's unfair to put Purdy through that prism. Yes, he got paid, but If Tua's out, his weapons, he's no good. And Purdy's better than him.
Yes.
If old Dak Prescott doesn't have weapons, look what he looks like, right? There's a lot of guys. Jared Goff, I take away his weapons. What's he going to look? I don't know what Goff's going to look like with a new offensive coordinator. Like, we will see. Like, Stafford didn't have weapons. He looked pretty mediocre in that week three matchup against the Niners when he had no Puka and no Cooper Kupp, but he still had Kyron Williams. You know, so, like, you got to have weapons. And no, Purdy's not on Josh Allen's level, but he's freaking good.
Who's more important to this 49ers season? Is it Brock Purdy or Christian McCaffrey? 888-957-9570. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. In the meantime, it is time for the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm. Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Sam Lubman teased it about 6 minutes ago. The 49ers announced yesterday that Isaac Garendo will be out a few weeks with a shoulder injury. He did not specify how Garendo hurt his shoulder or provide specifics on the severity of the injury, but it is possible he could be out for the rest of the preseason. This is the sixth time since Garendo was drafted last year where he has appeared on the 49ers injury report. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're halfway home here on a hump day in the Bay, and I just asked it, more important this season? Is it Christian McCaffrey or is it Brock Purdy? We'll discuss on the other side. It's Fedoni and Chasky on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.